The more mistakes you make, the more you learn. Something that psychologists call learned industriousness. Sponginess is an absorptive capacity that wants to soak everything up. Such people ask for specific advice rather than general feedback, which is less helpful. In a meta-analysis, the average correlation between perfectionism and performance in work is zero. Aiming for minimum viable product is better approached by going for a minimum lovable product. Burnout is emotional exhaustion that accumulates when you're overloaded, whereas bore-out is the emotional deadening you feel when you are understimulated. Relaxing is not a waste of time. It's an investment in well-being that gives us a chance to rest attention and incubate ideas, but we usually take a break later than we need to for it to be helpful. In schools in Finland, their mantra is, "We can't afford to waste a brain." When we select leaders, we don't usually pick the person with the strongest leadership skills. We frequently choose the person who talks the most. It's called the babble effect. We mistake confidence for competence. Extroverts make up 33% of the general population, 71% of supervisors, and the figure keeps rising with status until it hits 93% for top-level executives. Brain writing is more effective than brainstorming. By coming up with ideas on their own, people avoid not wanting to look stupid, having everyone trying to talk at once, and conformity pressure. What you have to watch? Nothing. This is a very helpful look at how anyone can achieve greater things if they put their mind to it.